My name is Bilal Hassan Ibn Muhammad. I'm calling from the El Paso County Jail Annex, El Paso, Texas, 79938. And I just wanted to leave a comment today on the recent killing. It was an inmate on inmate violence. The sheriff's office has been releasing a lot of misinformation to the public. And I guess let me just do a little disclaimer before I start. You know, the jail term is I'm solo. You know, I'm not affiliated with any gang. I'm not a gang member or anything like that. So I just wanted to put that out before I go ahead and continue. So basically what happened was that the sheriff put a rival gang member into another pod that was controlled by, you know, these rival members. And this is they do this often in order to either punish people or get people to go ahead and confirm themselves as gang members, so that way they'll get moved to a pod where, you know, their gang is. So they moved this older gentleman, I think he was about 57 years old, into a rival gang. Shortly thereafter, he was beaten to death, it seems like, the allegations, by six other inmates. And this lasted for 45 minutes, and they didn't even realize it until the next day. And they're acting like they didn't know what's going on. Like I said, this is an everyday practice. Just the other day, you know, a guard, I'm not going to leave her name, was pissed off at this individual inmate because he wasn't wearing his uniform. So she moved him, he was a Caucasian individual, to this area that we call the jungle. And we all know what's going to happen to him when he gets there. He's probably already been beat up and moved to a different unit. But I believe that the sheriff's office should be held accountable for this, because they constantly do this, and it has resulted in the inmate's death, and it's very upsetting. And my hope is to get this information to the local media outlets out here so that they at least can know the truth and his family can know the truth. I appreciate your time. Take care.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.